USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the articles of impeachment against former President Trump will arrive soon.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
The New York Democrat also saying the former president will receive a fair and full trial in the Senate, but he did not say when it will start. The United States saw a slight drop in the number of daily deaths from the coronavirus on Thursday. The COVID tracking project saying just over 3,800 people died from coronavirus, down from just over 4,000 the day before. The confirmation parade continues for President Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin becoming the first black defense secretary, the Senate confirming the retired Army general in a 93-2 vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Governors across the nation are bringing their National Guard troops from Washington, D.C. home after reports that troops were kicked out of the Capitol overnight. One of those governors, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, saying,
"Well, you know, when people call for help, we're always willing to stand up. The men and women of the New Hampshire National Guard, they take on any challenge, and they've really been phenomenal. They never complain. They headed down, and they did a great job, as did, I think, the National Guard of all across this country, 25,000 of them. So needless to say, when we saw some of the images that were coming back, heard some of the stories, you know, my guards, men and women, they don't complain. And I'm not going to let them sit in a situation after serving the country so bravely, doing what they had to do in the nation's capital during a lot of time of real strife, to be put in a situation of that kind of disrespect. So I pulled them out immediately this morning."
Patrick Mahomes is expected to be under center Sunday for the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. ESPN reporting the Kansas City quarterback is out of concussion protocol. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Dr. Anthony Fauci announced on Thursday that the United States is rejoining the World Health Organization. One of the nation's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that China and the WHO led the way in the fight against the coronavirus. Regarding Fauci's statements that the WHO and China helped to fight the coronavirus, Leilani Chen is with the Hoover Institute.
"They actively fought against the world knowing what China was doing early on. They actually colluded with the Chinese to claim that COVID could not be transmitted from human being to human being. Then they went and said China was doing a great job trying to contain the virus, when in fact the virus had already left and infected 100,000 people in the region. And then subsequently, they continued to lavish praise on Chinese leader Xi Jinping about China's COVID response. So no, the WHO has done nothing but fail again and again. And now American taxpayers should be upset that $400 million a year are going to the WHO without any accountability from the organization whatsoever."
President Biden has ended the Trump-era policy of processing asylum seekers in Mexico. Under the Trump administration policy, migrants who sought asylum were told to remain in Mexico for months until their day in court. The Remain in Mexico policy was created because the government was unable to hear and decide claims in the 20-day limit that is allowed to detain families in immigration custody. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.